Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Rahul Mahajan, sociologist and author of Full Spectrum Dominance, U.S. Power in Iraq and Beyond. Hi, Rahul.
Hi, Sonali.
A quarter of a million people gathered on the streets of London on Saturday, marching from the Bank of England to the Houses of Parliament to protest coming austerity cuts. The newly re-elected Conservative government, under the leadership of David Cameron, has announced mass cuts to public services, saying they were needed in order to cut the national deficit. And in Greece on Sunday, protesters also held an anti-austerity rally in Athens. Greeks have already endured years of cuts in pensions and other services, even as they struggle with massive unemployment. Greeks are bracing themselves for a major deal that is currently being worked out between the anti-austerity Syriza party and the European Union ahead of a June 30th deadline. Well, Rahul, how seriously can people power on the streets impact policy?
Well, Sonali, I think it's extremely contingent on the specifics. In the UK, for example, the Tories have just been handed what they will consider to be an overwhelming mandate in the elections, and I doubt anything short of truly mass protests will dent their resolve in the least. In Greece, where there's a lot of dissension even within the left, sufficiently large protests that show that the left, at least, is relatively united against austerity could very well influence the Syriza government, but small protests will just reinforce a perception that the anti-austerity wing is losing out to the other side.
And we will be following up on the Greece story in the coming days. And The Intercept has published two new exposés this morning. One revealed that the UK spy agency, GCHQ, was engaged in efforts designed to psychologically manipulate behavior. GCHQ is the UK counterpart to the US's National Security Agency. The investigation, co-written by Glenn Greenwald and Andrew Fishman, is based on documents they just published, obtained from NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. Among the documents is one that, quote, lays out the tactics the agency uses to manipulate public opinion, its scientific and psychological research into how human thinking and behavior can be influenced, and the broad range of targets that are traditionally the province of law enforcement rather than intelligence agencies, end of quote. Also published by The Intercept today is how the NSA and the GCHQ, quote, have worked to subvert antivirus and other security software in order to track users and infiltrate networks, going especially after the Moscow-based Kaspersky lab, whose antivirus products protect hundreds of millions of people. Well, Rahul, this goes well beyond spying on everyone. It seems to fall into the realm of psychological warfare and offensive cyber warfare, or is that just putting it too strongly?
Well, I think if you think of it as some sort of generalized psychological warfare, that is putting it too strongly. But it's important also not to minimize what it is. So let's remember that the NSA and GCHQ engage in mass efforts, mass surveillance, and mass attempts at transforming the infrastructure of the internet to make surveillance easier. But they also engage in targeted operations against groups that they think are likely to either constitute particular threats, especially cyber threats in the case of this group, or to be part of the community that then creates the organizations that constitute those threats. And I think they're talking about psychological operations mostly within groups like that. Very much like what law enforcement does, but there is the exception that they interpret their remit much more broadly. So, for example, among their working groups, some of the aims are to discredit the Iranian regime and its nuclear program, and even more strikingly, to achieve regime change in Zimbabwe. So these are fairly broad, but it's not some sort of mass psyops directed at, say, the British or the American public. It's also, I think, important to note that it's a small group of 120 people. This is a planning document which shows that they're barely beginning to research the basics of social psychology and how to do this. So I doubt this has gotten very far.
And certainly we'll see whether the revelations themselves have an impact on whether those plans move forward. Finally, Pope Francis refuses to rest on his laurels. Just days after speaking out strongly on the issue of climate change and issuing what some called an eco-socialist manifesto as part of his encyclical, he took aim at weapons manufacturers. On Sunday, the Pope attended a rally in Turin, Italy, where he said, quote, people, managers, businessmen who call themselves Christian and they manufacture weapons That leads to a bit of distrust, doesn't it? He went on to call out those who invested their money into weapons manufacturing companies, saying, quote, duplicity is the currency of today. They say one thing and do another. Well, Rahul, he seems to be using his position to influence millions of people, at least Catholics, in a progressive direction. How significant is it for him to go after weapons manufacturers now?
To tell you the truth, Sonali, I think almost everything that popes say about issues like this has absolutely no significance. If you go to Catholic countries and call repeatedly on people to use condoms, that might have some effect, but we've seen this before, and it doesn't take a progressive pope. In the 90s, the pope came out squarely against the Iraq sanctions. It didn't make the slightest bit of difference. Weapons manufacturers are an easy target to sort of bash rhetorically. It's not going to make the slightest bit of difference. If the Vatican were to actually expose, you know, where its investments are and how it's going to shift them away from supporting any of this stuff, that may make a little bit of difference, but people expect this kind of rhetoric from a pope.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Rahul, for some realistic analysis, and we'll talk to you again next week.
See you then.
Rahul Mahajan is a sociologist and author of Full Spectrum Dominance, U.S. Power in Iraq and Beyond. This is Uprising. We'll be right back after this break.